Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGSM KMOX. Happy friggin' Friday. It's Sue at 2. Sue Thomas from 97.1. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You always look good.
Hey, that's nice of you.
Even when you're cozy,
I am super cozy.
You're put
today.
Together.
I appreciate that because I just walked Forest Park with my friend Jana because we thought, woo, it's sunny.
How
we
is
can do
Jana?
It. Thanks for asking.
I miss her.
She's fine.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her I said hey.
Yeah, but it's a nice day to be out there.
Sue, when you are hanging out at home,
yeah,
I bet you still have like cute, comfy clothes.
Oh.
Do you try?
Not when hanging out at home. I was just at some event that it was at Norwood Hills Country Club, and it was their Christmas market. Somebody invited me. And they had all these different people selling different things. And there was a woman who had sweatshirts that she had made up herself. And one that just said cozy with fuzzy letters. So I bought that. So I just have a giant sweatshirt and some really ugly sweatpants. That's it.
It's home.
That's right.
That's what you do.
That's right.
Ironically, I dress up when I'm home.
Do you?
Yeah.
A nice tux while watching train shows.
A lot of slacks.
Slacks. Oh, I like your fireplace over there.
Thank you. That's nice. Thank you.
You
talking about Forest Park. I've told this story before, but it's been a while. Wheels, you'll love this one. And so I don't know if you know it, but many, many moons ago, when I was probably in my mid to late 20s, and I had became friends with this girl who was friends of some of my friends. And we would go walking in Forest Park all the time.
Love it.
And we were really good buddies, but I wasn't into her.
Right.
But I kind of felt like she was into me.
Of course.
And so we're walking one day and she goes, I need to ask your advice. I'm sure. She goes, there's this guy.
Oh, don't even say it.
And I'm really attracted to him and I really like him and I don't think he knows, and I'm like, oh my god, here we go. And she just walks me through the whole thing, and she goes yeah, so and she tells me this whole thing. I'm getting my excuse ready, and you know, I'm gay or whatever I could come up with.
Oh my gosh.
And she goes, and it's even worse because we work together, he's an accounts receivable. I came so close to being like, look.
No, you never cross the line until it's obvious. You really thought the whole time.
Dottie, I like you. I like you.
He's turning into like eighth grade.
Yes.
I like you like a friend.
And you know what else? You know what makes me an even worse person? I was never attracted to her until that.
Oh, that is a thing, isn't it?
And then I was like, well, now that I know I can't have you.
Well, now I'm all about you.
Yeah.
How long did you stay friends with her after that?
A couple years.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We kept walking.
That's good. Well, at least you were healthy.
With a full understanding of what things are.
Oh, yeah.
Where all lines were drawn.
We all knew where we stood. And I've never heard, like, I've told that story half a dozen times, and I always expect to hear from her.
Yes, to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another story that you reminded me of, Sue, because Sue was showing us beautiful Christmas photos of the Bulldogs.
Yes, thank you. They're so cute.
And I think you know this one, but when Maureen and I were first dating, and this is going to sound very stalkerish, and in hindsight, it was.
Okay.
But like I'd been to her house and we'd, you know, spent nights together and things like that, and she had Murphy. The Golden Retriever,
yes,
who lived to be 18, so he became my dog as well.
Wow.
But it was around this time of year, and I snuck into her house while she was gone, kidnapped Murphy, took him to PetSmart, and got his picture taken.
Oh, well, that's kind of sweet, but...
And so he's like... had like the ribbon around his collar and stuff, and he's sitting on a sled.
Yes.
One problem. Murphy really liked having his picture taken. He was quite excited. Yes.
And they, you know, airbrush that out.
They didn't. So we still have that picture of Murphy and his candy cane.
Murphy's like, what kind of party is this?
Oh my gosh. Lipstick. No dogs call it the lipstick.
No dogs ever love Christmas like Murphy.
Well, that did turn into a great story.
Yeah, it was great. So when I presented her with those, she thought it was very sweet.
It was very,
very
sweet.
Funny. And she's like, how'd you get in my house?
Yeah. Side note. How did you get in her house?
No idea.
Okay.
Don't remember. I'm from South Roxana.
That's true.
I could be in your house when you get home tonight.
Okay.
I do remember I had, you know how when you're a kid, you develop special talents?
Uh-huh.
You remember the bike chains that the lock was a combination lock and it was sort of shaped like a barrel on its side?
Yes.
And you spun them?
Yes.
I could pick any lock like that.
How?
Because when you turned it to the proper number.
They would click?
It would be loose.
Oh, interesting.
So you could move it back and forth. If it was not the right number, it was tight, but until you could pick any lock.
Maybe she's had that on her front door.
Yeah, there you go. That could be.
You were able to get in that way.
That could be.
Huh.
Anyone else have any interesting
skills.
Stories?
About breaking into things?
Sure. Dogs with boners?
I used to be able to unlock the doors in my family home with a Barbie's hand.
What?
Wow.
A Barbie's
one
hand
upper.
Fit in the lock perfectly and could unlock any
door. Oh my gosh.
It's like a skeleton key.
Kind of.
Are you speaking in euphemisms right now?
No.
It was one. I figured this. I was like 4 years old when I figured this out and I went around unlocking whatever my little heart desired.
You would stick Barbie's hand into the...
I saw the lock and I thought, you know what looks like it fits in there?
That's crazy.
I love that so much. Right. Because it's a frozen like...
Yes, exactly. It's very
like
stiff.
Frozen and stiff. You could just... That's genius.
So...
Pretty good.
Try it, kids, if you...
Andrew, you have to have something like this.
I can't think of anything. I don't know.
What about the dogs?
No, honestly, nothing really coming to mind. I only had one dog growing up, and it was a lady dog, so...
What was your dog's name? I never hear you talk about this dog.
I don't know of this dog.
Her name was Jet. And she was a half black lab, half some kind of spaniel.
Love a black
and
lab.
I don't know why, but she instantly became extremely overweight and stayed that way the whole time we had her. She was a little, she would look like, you know those sausages that are like too short, but kind of like big and round and fat? She would look kind of like that.
That's cute.
Around the old midsection. And she was sweet. She died in a really terrible and sudden and traumatic way. And
plane crash?
That's why I don't really, yep, she was flying.
Did she get hit by a car?
She was in Malaysia flight 119 or whatever. 360. No, she... I'll tell the story. It's not like a fun story at all. But my buddy was over. It was after a band competition, so he came over, stayed the night. We played video games. The next morning, my parents go to church. They leave me and my friend at home. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there comes this big, we're just sitting on the couch playing video games, crashing on the door, like the front door of the house, which is right next to where we were sitting. I open it, and my mother falls in onto the ground, screaming hysterically. She was a very dramatic woman, my mother. And she kept screaming what sounded like, "Your dad's dead, your dad's dead, your dad's dead." This is absolutely terrifying. What she was actually saying was, "Jet's dead, Jet's dead, Jet's dead." The dog was, I had just let the dog out not that long ago, and she was on the front porch, or the back porch, I guess, of the house, and she was just, like, laying out flat, and they think it may have been, it was some kind of a heart thing. We don't think it was worms, necessarily, because she was, I think, treated for heartworms, but I think, I we didn't do, like, an autopsy or anything, but I do think it came back something like heartworms or something like that. And
well, other than your mom's reaction, it doesn't sound like that terrible of a death. I mean,
no, it was just the
dies.
Whole thing was, yeah, the whole thing was just very, very sad.
Traumatic.
And it was my, you know, I wasn't super young. I was like 17.
Yeah.
But it was like my first real experience with death. And my poor friend was just like sitting there.
Yeah.
And I kind of
like,
forgot.
It's awkward.
I kind of forgot that. So... Rachel, that is exactly right. I kind of forgot he was there.
I got to go.
And after about 10 minutes of us all screaming and sobbing, and he was like, Do you need me to stay?
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
terrible.
Oh God, no! You can go.
My dog Bandit's death was pretty dramatic. Who, by the way, Shannon the Weedium, I don't know if you heard all this, Sue.
Uh-uh.
We had a medium on who speaks to dead people, and it got really intense with me, as it always
of
does.
Course.
But she also described Bandit. She's like, I see a dog. He's little. He's black and white. And he's playing sports with you. And I'm like, that's Bandit, because he played soccer professionally. But Bandit was an outdoor dog. We didn't have indoor dogs in South Roxana. And we had the shed and then his pen. And he would dig and crawl under the shed. And so I would go out there and open up his pen. Hey, come on, boy. And he'd come running out. We'd go play soccer. And one day he didn't come out. And I looked under there. And he was there. And he wasn't moving.
Oh.
And I had to take a rake.
Oh, stop.
And snag him and pull him out.
Oh, that's awful.
I know.
My parents had a dog named Skippy who had one blue eye and one brown eye.
That's cool.
And he ate all of some visitor at my parents' house. Like it was an exchange teacher was there from Wales. And he ate all of her heart medicine out of her luggage. And we thought, well, that's it for Skippy. Nope.
Did the teacher die?
Teacher's fine. Dog's fine.
Yeah, she didn't do so great without her heart medicine, but the dog was stronger than ever.
Apparently they renewed that the
like
next
a superhero.
Morning. Skippy was unscathed. He could eat anything and be fine. But if he got out of the house and he got out of the yard, he would play dead when you came up on him, so you'd have to deadlift him and bring him home. He'd just be like, there you are. Oh.
He's so, like, you're gonna have to do the work.
So one Halloween... when Murphy was still with us, and he was about 16 at the time, Golden, that night, Tom Turbrock, who's diabetic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Went on a bender and ate a bunch of Halloween candy. And he got really sick. Same night, Murphy ate the whole bowl of our Halloween candy.
Whoa.
And got really sick.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were both touch and go there for a while.
Oh.
I thought that was kind of ironic.
That's weird.
I'm still thinking about Sue's dramatic pause when she told the story where she said that her parents had some visitor come over and the dog ate her. And I was like, oh my God. And then she goes, whole supply of heart medicine.
I was like, this is going to be the best story ever in the DGS.
I was like, whoa.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DJ Ask 223. Sue Thomas hanging out with us for about 40 more minutes. So the F word for gay guys is making a comeback.
Oh?
In what way?
There are certain groups who are really pushing for words like that and the R word to come back because it's just stupid that you can't say them. Tucker Carlson had Piers Morgan on this week. I could play it for you, but I can't play it for you.
Right.
And he said, say the F word. But he says it. Tucker says it. And Piers says, I'd rather not. And he's like, because you're afraid you're going to go to jail. Because that's an actionable offense in Great Britain. And he goes, no, why would I say that? It's offensive. Why would I say it? And he's like, are you going to say it? And he goes, F word.
Huh.
And so there's a big move now to bring that back and make it okay. I don't know, Rach, you probably don't remember this. I'm not even sure you were with me back then. But when I was doing Glenn Beck's show all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very famous episode that probably still lives out there on the internet somewhere where he did that to me. Where I said the F word for gay men. I said those words.
Right.
And he goes, oh, you mean? And he said it. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I mean. He goes, you're afraid to say it? And I said, well, Yeah. But I also just don't want to say it. It offends people, so why would I be mean to people? And he did the same thing that Tucker did. He's like, effort. Huh. And that was like 15 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know why are we trying to bring back bad words?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I suppose we could take any word and make it... In other words, we have the power to make what a word
we means. Assign the meaning.
We assign the meaning. Thank you for that. And whether or not it's offensive or it isn't or blah, blah, blah. And maybe they're just saying, I don't know.
But like what I always come to when we reach a crossroads of something like this is like, Tucker, like, are you worse off without it?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Like, can you not say it in private?
Are you hurting to not be able to say it? Like, is it affecting your life in a negative way to not, like, I don't know, be walking around Queens yelling that word out at the top of your lungs? Like, I don't know. I don't understand what his stake in that is.
And that applies to
99... Perhaps even 100% of people who hold that opinion is like, what's your stake in this? What are you losing not saying
it
that?
It makes them feel tough. Because I can say what I want. And the reality is you're just a weenie looking for something to make you feel tough. I mean, if you're just seeking to say controversial things then you're seeking some form of power, and it makes you feel powerful when you can do it, and damn it, nobody can stop me. In reality, you're the same weenie that everybody else is. There are things you can do, and there are things you can't do. You could never say something terrible to someone that cuts your checks, right? You're in the same position as everybody else in that regard. So, yeah, to me, it's seeking control and the image of being a rebel, and I'm tough, and I can do what I want.
I used to say words like that all the time when I was like a kid.
Yeah, when you're every 14 and you think you're being cool, right?
Every kid does, and then I reached that point of maturation where I was like, you know what? I'm not real, like, these words can, for whatever reason it is, can hurt people.
You know what?
And I'm not worse off to not say it.
This is not a perfect analogy, and I admit that. But my version of that personally is my brother took his own life by shooting himself in the head. It's just the way it went down. And half a dozen times a year, someone will do the fake gunshot to the head in front of me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I never say anything. I'm so offended. How dare you do that? But it gives me a sick stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you, Sue, that if you knew that hurt me, you would not do that.
Correct.
Even though there's nothing inherently wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel like if there's a term that people use for you, if you're in a group that is offensive to you, that's your version of someone doing the fake gunshot. I'm going to give you the respect and deference that I might not even understand why that's a bad term, but if you say it is, cool with me.
Well, and the other thing that makes it interesting, and it's not going to be the same for every person that pushes to use such words, but in recent episodes, and by recent, I'm saying the last couple of years of his own show and podcast, Tucker's gone on and on and on about how, yeah, I feel like I'm a religiously devout person. I feel like I, really? Really? You think that's how a religious person would act? Just seeking to be mean and using certain words for the point of being mean? I don't think so. And always felt the same. Time was on our side. We had everything in us. So bad and pretty.
Moving with a style and ease. Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Bernie Miklas, say hello to Sue Thomas.
Sue Thomas, how are you?
I am fine, Bernie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're all getting fired up for the weekend, you know. I'm sure the same applies to everyone on the Dave Glover Show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it.
I'm like especially looking forward to it. I don't have anything planned, but somehow it just feels like this is going to be a good weekend.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good...
watch a lot of college football.
It's going to be a good couch weekend.
Oh, there it is.
Tell me about it, Wheels. What are you guys going to be watching?
Well, I mean, it's championship weekend in college football, so playoff spots are being determined, seedings being determined, buys. So you got our buddy Tom Ackerman's going to be in Indianapolis for the Big Ten title game,
which is tomorrow night.
So that's the top two teams in the country. That's number one against number two, Ohio State and Indiana. Georgia and Alabama play in the afternoon for the SEC title and probably a bye. BYU and Texas Tech is in the morning. Duke and Virginia is playing in the ACC title game, which is funny because neither of them are ranked high enough to be in the college football playoff, but one of them will be.
Yeah.
When they win that game. So,
right.
And then there's some tonight, too, Bernie, that kind of play into that, like North Texas and Tulane. There are some others, like the group of five champion, the best group of five team is going to get in as well.
Yeah, I actually think the North Texas-Tulane game would be pretty good.
Yeah.
And Tulane's home, so I think
they're
North
a home
Texas
underdog.
Is a better team. Yeah, I think North Texas is a better team, but we'll see. But it'll be good. It'll be good. I tell you what, I'm going back and forth on a couple of games. I think Ohio State will beat Indiana, but you know, I look at everything through a wagering a wagering view. And I think what I would do is just lay off, like, I mean, anybody can pick who would win. I think Ohio State's going to win, but I like Indiana to cover because I just think it's going to be a tight game. And I think this game means more to Indiana than it does Ohio State. Ohio State might be coming down a little bit emotionally after the biggest game on their schedule every
Michigan
year.
Michigan game, yeah.
Yeah, at Michigan. So we'll see. I'm going back and forth a little bit with Alabama and Georgia. I don't trust Alabama, but then again, Alabama's been really good as an underdog. They've handled situations really well when maybe we don't expect them to win. And of course, Kirby Smart, for whatever reasons, 1-7 against Bama. So, but that's a tight one. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Yep, same.
I think Texas Tech rolls. They got their quarterback, of course. And the only game he missed is the one that they lost, Baron Morton. In the 9 games that he started this year, when you take out one game against an FCS team, they were 9-0 with him as the starter, and they outscored the other team by a margin of 33.5 points per game in those 9 wins. So no way BYU can outscore that Texas Tech team, which actually could be the top team in the country.
Bernie, let me ask you a question. If we've talked a lot about what Mizzou is missing to get to the next level and be a contender in the SEC, if Mizzou had this kid that you're just talking about, that quarterback, where would you put them in their progression?
I actually believe Mizzou would be in the playoff. And here's why I say that.
Cool.
They lost by 3 points to Alabama. Okay. And the game was there they played Alabama really well. Just didn't make enough plays in the passing game. Not at all. Not close. Like, with a good passing attack, they would have beat Alabama. I don't think it's far-fetched to say that. They would have won the game at Vanderbilt. They could have won it anyway, and had a chance to win it with their backup quarterback late. But I'm talking about they lost their starter and that. No. I'm talking about if they would have upgraded the quarterback position in a major way for this season with all those receivers they have, they would have beat both of those teams. And while I can't sit here and say, well, they would have won at Oklahoma, because Oklahoma's got a great defense, but they could have survived the loss at Oklahoma and they would have played respectably. I think an outstanding top-tier quarterback would have put Mizzou in the playoffs this year. I really do.
Don't disagree. And I think that we'll find, I mean, I don't know, it's a fine line between, you know, what system is being run and how that suits a quarterback's abilities and the quarterback's abilities. But I think it's much easier to fine-tune a system around a player who can do things. Right? Somebody who's got the right mentality, who's going to make aggressive reads when it's time to be aggressive, who can hit all parts of the field. It's really hard when everything you do is within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Well, listen, they, one thing Eli Drinkwitz has had, you know, every year is a great rushing attack. It's almost like the new running back university. It's amazing. So just imagine if during this time they would have had a truly elite quarterback, because, you know, when you don't have an elite quarterback and you can't throw the ball downfield, you can't throw the ball 20 plus yards in the air and get much, it's so much easier for the defense to stop your running attack, which is your strength. And let's face it, I mean, there might be some people listening to me who would say, well, maybe you're being a homer. I don't know that they would have beat Alabama or Vandy with a better quarterback. Listen, in SEC games this year, you know, SEC versus SEC, Mizzou, among the 16 teams, had far, not even close, the worst passing attack in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think even if they're a middle of the pack passing attack, I think they go to those games.
Yeah.
Have the winter meetings started yet, or is that this weekend?
Oh, they'll start Sunday.
Well, they show up Sunday. Monday is when the meetings start,
and then they wrap up Wednesday with the Rule 5 draft.
Would you guys be more surprised by High making some moves this week, or more surprised by him not?
I think if he gets an offer he wants from any of the people we've discussed, he'll jump on it. He has a very set thing in his mind of what he wants.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go around. But, you know, a lot of these trades are actually being made earlier and earlier and earlier. You know, I've seen some stuff written. It's like, well, you know, these big trades probably won't be made till middle of January. You know, that used to be like that. The trend is changing. So I think Heim Bloom won't fool around. I don't know that he'll make a trade during winter meetings. But he'll make a trade as soon as he likes it and says, okay, done. And I think that would come sooner than later.
Yeah, I would say it's 50-50 whether it will happen in the next 4 or 5 days. But the next 4 or 5 days go a long way to making those things happen, because when everybody's in proximity, meetings happen faster. People have conversations that can escalate. You can find out, oh, wow, we're probably out on this free agent. Let's re-engage over here on a trade market or whatever. So yeah. I think more information is passed along so it gets sped up.
Right. Hey, you mentioned the Rule 5 draft. I just wrote a column about it, and it's behind the paywall at Sports Central, so people have to be an insider member. I don't know if that's me plugging it or what. But anyway, I think this is a really intriguing chance for Chaim Bloom to add pitching. I have read so much about this Rule 5 draft, and it is loaded with pitching. I've people that have been covering these decisions, teams to leave players off the 40-man roster, and then you have to expose them to this draft where anybody can claim them. Everyone universally has commented about how much good pitching is available. And, there's starters, there's relievers, there's guys that can do both, but there's a rich supply. As Rule 5 draft goes, there's rich supply of pitching. And when he was running the Boston Red Sox, one of the best Rule 5 picks in recent years was Garrett Whitlock. And guess who drafted him in the Rule 5 draft? Chaim Bloom. So he also advised the Cardinals to draft Ryan Fernandez. And I know that he had a bad year last year.
Yeah.
But in 2024, Ryan Fernandez was outstanding in the Cardinals bullpen. So I would not be surprised at all to see Chaim Bloom press the button on drafting a pitcher in the Rule 5 draft.
Yeah, I'm a big enough nerd. I actually have two guys that I really like in that group. There's one, and again, I think guys that can work in the pen are probably more likely, because that's how teams break guys in that are Rule 5 guys. But there's a 6'8" righty out there, 6'8", 300 pounds, throws 97, and had a huge strikeout rate, mostly at AA this year, named RJ Pettit, who is really interesting if you're looking to add to the pen.
Tigers guy.
Yeah. Tigers guy. And then
I know all about him, yeah.
And there's a White Sox guy that's fascinating, too, the Peyton Paulette, who has high spin rates, 12 strikeouts per 9 innings this year between AA and AAA. Like, there's some that's the kind of stuff you want, guys with swing and miss. You want guys that, can come in there. And in your current state as a rebuilding team, if that's a guy somewhere, back end of your bullpen, and by back end, I mean the guys that aren't facing leverage, right? Middle relievers. Why not?
Wheels is showing off there, Glover.
So anyway. dude, let me just say something.
I told you I'm a nerd, man.
Sue Thomas, these guys know more about this than I know about my family.
Seriously.
He knows more about Bob Pettit than I know about Nick.
RJ Pettit.
That's fair.
I let me be a nerd, too. The guy that I'm intrigued by is a guy that the Dodgers excluded from their 40-man, Jose Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's another tall guy that's got great extension. He can throw 4 or 5 pitches. He walks a lot of people, but that's true of a lot of young pitchers.
That's right.
He's got a lot. Listen, one more thing about the Rule 5 draft. Last year, the Chicago White Sox, with the first pick in the Rule 5 draft, selected Shane Smith.
Yeah.
Who became an all-star last year.
Big year for them, yeah. He's an established starter now.
Brad Keller was a Rule 5 pick. Tyler Wells, Garrett Whitlock. Way back when, R.A. Dickey, who won a Cy Young, was a Rule 5. Johan Santana was a Rule 5 pick. There is a long list of pitchers who did really well in the majors after being selected in this Rule 5 draft. Now, the odds are overwhelmingly against a team drafting a pitcher and having great success with that pick.
Right.
But it is a lottery ticket, and sometimes the lottery ticket does in fact cash in for you.
Yeah, and this is the time where normally we talk about the Rule 5, Bernie. We're talking about may or may not make the Cards team. This year, there's no reason not to keep a guy that's like that. There's a hard-throwing lefty from the Mets. There are all kinds of options that you can use to try to supplement where you are for the time being. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's a free shot. Well, free, it's like $50,000, right?
A little more than that, but it's a free shot. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost anything in the grand scheme of things. So I'm looking forward to it, because this is the first year in a long time that I've actually cared about this draft. Because Chaim Bloom's doing. He's in a rebuild, and he's going to collect as much young talent as he can, and he's going to take a chance on some guys. So I'd really be surprised. They have the 11th pick in the first round. I'd be really surprised if they didn't draft a pitcher. There's one right-handed hitting outfielder who's in the Twin system that's kind of intriguing, too. can play all three positions. He hit 28 homers, stole 38 bases last year. He's not a Statcast guy, though, so I don't know.
Right.
But there's some people out there. It'll be interesting if they try to take a flyer on any of these guys.
Burn, before you let you go for the weekend, tell us about Zaliga.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pretty eclectic here in the DGS, Sue.
Wow.
From extreme to... I was kind of going with one-hit wonders today.
Oh, yeah. I heard Sister Hazel made me happy.
Yeah. You know which videos on TikTok really bother me? The medical ones, where it's clearly like, hello, I'm Dave, I'm a neurosurgeon, and I'm about to slice into someone's spine. Let me walk you through. It's like, no.
Oh, no.
No, don't walk me through.
Did you see one and now they're sending them to you?
Oh, yeah. I get them all the time. Like, don't make a video. And then the ones I see these all the time where someone is about to be put out with anesthesia and they, you can't put me out. And so you see the big thing full of propofol, whatever it is. And the anesthesiologist is like, you just keep on talking. We'll see if you can beat me or I'll beat you. Stop doing that. Just do your job. Stop trying to entertain me with your profession.
Ugh. Now, of course, I'm not on TikTok. But I have found this thing on Instagram where mine's the complete opposite of that, where they find people's long lost relatives and then they'll stand one over here and one over here. And the one who's been looking will say, okay, who do you think that is? And then it's either her father or her brother her blah, blah, blah. They were adopted and they found it all out. And those are much happier if you want to switch.
Yeah, that's way happier.
Oh, I love it. Oh. Nope, it's your half-sister.
Did they ever go bad?
No,
well,
if so, they don't show them. I just like that. It's better than, I'm going to take out your spine or whatever. Yeah.
The videos that I've really been enjoying lately, and Andrew and I have talked about this recently, there's a trend. It's kind of the same joke over and over again, but it's pretty funny. It's like, my husband is going through my phone to see if I'm talking to other men.
What?
But what's on there is much worse.
Oh, and yeah, I've seen
that. It'll show you like the calculator app, and it's like 15 minus 8.
10 minus 2.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and like every time it makes me laugh, even really though it good. Is the same joke every yeah. time, but I'm like, it's pretty good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Kev, what are you watching these days
on the TikTok?
Yeah,
I get I still get a lot of people falling and busting their asses and pranks and scare things. Some of the newer ones though are a little more on the psychological side, because I watch all those Chase Hughes videos.
Yeah,
and those are fascinating. Like he did a video that I saw yesterday that was about, this is how they train law enforcement as to how you can predict if someone's about to be violent.
Ooh.
And they look at four different factors, and I forget what the anagram is, but they come up with a word that applies it. But basically, the description is, if you see someone turn a little bit sideways to you, they put their strong side behind to be able to strike or to hide reaching for a weapon. They start to like get bouncy and jittery because the adrenaline is starting to go. It's really interesting. That's only a couple of them, but either like four different things that law enforcement, intelligence officials, yeah. soldiers, that they can teach you on how to anticipate when someone's going to be
violent. I saw a similar thing that flight attendants, you know, when you walk in, they're like, hi, welcome aboard.
Yeah, you're like, hey, how's your day?
Eyeballing you.
I get it.
They want to see if you're drunk.
Yeah.
They want to see if you're shifty.
Yeah.
They want to see if you're a little crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Guilty.
I love those things, not just because this is predicting violence. I love those things like, hey, keep an eye out because these are signs that someone's being deceptive, or whoa. Hey, this is a sign someone's actually comfortable around you, yeah. like that kind of stuff.
Everyone, Sue Thomas's first anniversary is Sunday. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Happened fast.
Jump up and get down. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.